it's a day like this for you? I mean, you've been through this before. Do players understand it but dread it, or is it just understood that it's part of the process to get to where you want to get to before you start playing?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's all about how you look at it. You know, fitness testing is going to happen every year. So, to be honest, I think when I was younger, I'd probably been a little more nervous, you know, almost scared to see how you're going to do. But this year I was pretty excited, to be honest. Obviously, the skating test is pretty hard, but excited to see, you know, where you've improved since the year before. And it's kind of, you know, the first day competing again back with the guys. So it's tough, but it's kind of fun, too.
Go back a couple of years and compare the results from, say, that first day or today from a couple of years ago to now, and are you stronger?
Definitely. I think that's the reward of putting the work in the off season, is seeing, you know, numbers improve. And I think for me, everything from, like, body composition to, you know, long jump to straight ahead off ice sprint, everything's improved. I haven't seen the exact numbers yet, but it's exciting to see, you know, that the work you're doing is paying off and your results are getting better. And I'm getting older, too, becoming more of my man's body, so that helps.
Last couple of years, you've changed your off-season training for it. Did you change anything this year? Did you find that what you did last year worked?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, working with Craig Slonwhite, you know, he put together an individual program for me last year, and I think that took my fitness level to a new level. And this year, again, actually having time to train, which in some ways you hope you always have a long season, and you go to the finals every year and you have short summers. But for me in my development, I think having, you know, 4 months in the gym to train is probably good for me at this point, having not really had that the last few years. And definitely I feel like just everything's improved in all areas of my my body. I've put on muscle weight, but kept my conditioning and speed. So, and speed and conditioning is actually better than it was before. So I'm really happy about where I'm at.
How do you view the opportunity that you have this year? Do you view it coming in this year different than what you have in the past?
I think so. I think as you get older, you go through training camps, this being my fourth now. You know, it's been since 2013, since I was drafted. I've had a taste of the NHL, only one game, but it's a taste. And being in the city of Winnipeg last year, playing in the minors, you know, it just makes you want to be there that much more. I think every year you appreciate more the opportunity you have, and you want to take advantage of it. And I'm just really excited going into camp. I mean, I'm not trying to look at numbers or anything like that. That's not up to me. But what I'm looking to do is go in and make it really hard on them to send me down and not keep me on this team. And that's my goal for sure.
Josh, you talked about development. Are you ready to make that jump full time?
Well, I feel that I've put myself in the best position to make that jump. I feel confident in my game. I feel physically I'm at a new level. I think last year I learned a lot throughout the season. Obviously, 21 years old, I'm still a young guy. There's still lots to learn over my career. And I think even listening to someone like Sidney Crosby, who's, you know, kind of regarded as one of the best players in the world, he's always trying to get better. So that's what I'm trying to do, is just get better all the time. And like I said, I feel I've put the work in this summer, and I feel confident coming in to do my best.
It's early, obviously, but you take a look at the roster here. Does it feel like this camp is going to be more competitive than the ones you've been to this previous?
Yeah, there's, you know, obviously a number of years now into drafting a lot of good young players. Guys are getting older. Obviously, guys are coming in, you know, signed players, things like that. I think that was the message from Chevy last night at our, you know, pre-camp dinner, is that this year it's going to be really intense. There's a lot of players vying for jobs and not that many jobs. So the key word was opportunity, and making the most of that opportunity. And as a player, that's all you want. So it's really exciting for all of us. And like I said, it's nice to get fitness testing done, and can't wait to get started and, you know, the real stuff tomorrow and into next week.